just reminding you, don't be fooled or lulled into a false sense of euphoria. Welcome to Trending SUV with Joe Messina and Jason Gibbs for the next few weeks. We'll be talking about and dealing with some of the political issues and election information from in and around the Santa Clarita Valley. We'll be bringing on candidates for water board, school board, city council, and so much more. So set that Apple Watch of yours for every Monday at 1 p.m. and Friday at 11 a.m. right here on KHTS AM 1220 and FM 98.1, your hometown station and your place for up-to-the-minute news, traffic, and sports. Now, Jason Gibbs and Joe Messina.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trending SCV. You know, it's great that we have that introduction on the radio show because I always try to remember why am I spending another hour with Joe Messina during the week.
You and I are the so much more than he talks about.
And I'm not even buying lunch.
It's all luck of the draw. Have you ever bought lunch? We could have a whole show about that. But no, welcome for joining us. You know, as Joe mentioned in the intro, you know, we're here really just to discuss local politics. We talk a lot about the community and the valley and where we started from, how we've changed, and the kind of what Joe and I came up with here is, you know, we have someone who's been involved from the beginning, even when people didn't want him to be, and then someone who moved here to the valley afterward.
Oh, you said I'm old? Are you saying?
Did I say such
a thing? You alluded to the fact that I might be a little more seasoned than you.
And then what he didn't mention when he said he moved to the valley.
You're older than I am.
Even when people didn't want him to move.
Yeah. That was my wife's only attempt to get rid of me before when we were dating. It didn't work. I followed her anyways. And then she just gave in. You know, hey. Yeah,
but to your point, though, it really is that you and I have talked about this for years, how you know, you've got the old guard, if you would, and then now you've got the new kids moving in. Kids, you heard me, yes, right, kids.
I heard it.
You know, moving in and taking their rightful places. I mean, you know, you and I have always talked about how we need to train up, bring up, get younger people involved because the face of the community. Yes, Grandma and Grandpa is great to have here and great to be of support, but the face of the community is people like you and Cameron and that light, you know, younger people with kids that are having a ball in our parks, having a ball in our schools, and that kind of thing.
Well, and I think a big part of that is understanding how this came about and getting an appreciation for it and really seeing that it was never about politics.
Well, originally the Native Americans owned this place, and then we came in and we moved in. The Spaniards came. Oh, never mind. You don't want to go back that far.
Well, that got uncomfortable.
You said, well, you said, how did this come about?
I mean, as a city.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As a city back
go ahead.
In the late 80s.
Yeah. We got away from the onions and the carrots and decided that maybe we should put some roads in, right?
We did. So we.
Yeah, do you know that we initially wanted to make a county?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Carl was very big on that. Yeah. Canyon County, right? I think
well,
he wanted to call
well, the name to be determined as a Valencian. I'm not sure we would have gone with Canyon Country County.
I'm a Saugusonian, so that would not.
Well, the lines have been drawn.
That's right. No, you know, the funny thing about Saugus, I don't know if anybody knows, if somebody would call in, it'd be great too. Nobody seems to really know where the Saugus lines are. There's always an argument as the stupid little things like, is Saugus Cafe really in Saugus?
Saugus train station, was that?
Don't laugh because it's really funny. You'll say things.
I'm smiling.
And some of the old timers will look at you and go, that's not Saugus, that's Newhall.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm Saugus not going took, to argue. I don't care.
Saugus took a wrong turn on the tracks. They ended up in Newhall.
Can we all agree that at least Saugus is still the oldest restaurant in the valley?
I believe so, yeah, right? It was
the only what?
The oldest restaurant in the valley?
Yes.
It's probably one of the oldest operating.
We agreed on something.
No, since the pantry
County.
Closed. I think the pantry closed, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It might be one of the oldest operating restaurants in the county.
Exactly. 1880s, right? I think, right?
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, who was it? One of the presidents supposedly finished writing a speech in the booth that you and I sit at on a regular basis?
You know what?
I don't mind telling everybody that last year
you weren't
about
there.
This
don't
time,
lie.
No, but okay. Last year at about this time, we came really close to losing Saugus.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Yes, we did. I remember cars pulling, the pickup trucks pulling up outside, people setting tables up in the back of the trucks in order to order food.
Yep.
No, we've been very fortunate. So, you know what? We'll get Leon Warden on. I'm sure he can help us with the boundaries.
He knows all that stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I've had him on my show to talk about, you know, certain historical events in California, and he is all over it.
No, I... You know what, Patty, make a note. We're going to get Leon on. Anything to help Joe spend less time on the mic, I think, is going to be best for everybody.
Noted.
We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. One of the things, you know, I love to talk about, right, and Bill's here, he'll either cringe or giggle on it, is apparently there are people in this town that think that three council members, I'm on a board, you're on a council. I don't know what the heck the difference is, but three council members were here when they first started plowing the fields for onions and carrots, and that's not a good thing. And I love to always say, you know, you and I had this conversation on a regular basis. They're like, let me see, we've got one of the safest cities, we've got one of the happiest cities, we've got more parks than most cities our size. I go down a whole list of stuff, and I'm going, okay, let's get rid of the old folks. Right? I mean, that makes so much sense. And look at you. But you got rid of an old folk.
he moved himself along. I didn't get rid of anybody. But your point is fair, and it kind of leads into what our focus is on today, which is going to be on the local city council races.
You like how I did that?
I did. That was a great segue, I believe they call that in the radio business.
Yes.
So when I first got started in the 2017 timeframe, is the first time that I ever unofficially met the city council and council member Miranda.
You did. You came over into my new office.
I did. And before that, I came into City Hall with all 50. I was right around 50, if it wasn't 50 exactly, just 50 applicants. Yeah. And I'm not going to toot my own horn here, Joe, but I did stand out. I really stood out.
Well, redheads usually do stand out.
I kind of tooted.
I did. I stood out in the crowd. I said, doot, doot. I stood out because I was the only one not in a tie and a suit.
I could see that.
And I'm surrounded by all these incredible movers and shakers of our valley vying to be on the city council. And I thought, I really should invest in a tie or a suit if I want to stick this out. But no, so to your point, so when I decided to run in 2018, and I met Mr. Messina, people in the radio land out there may not know this, but Joe can be a little blunt at times.
No. A little bit.
I'm usually trying to soft shoot things.
Like he sort of talked about here, he'd always ask, so why are you running? What is wrong with the city? And he goes down the list. One of the safest, one of the cleanest, some of the best schools, places to come raise a family, all these incredible parks. And if you're a new time candidate who knows absolutely nothing, and you get someone who's been involved for so many years explaining that to you, you just look at them starry eyed and, well, I don't know that I have a good answer to this. And we talked about that for years, from 18 all the way until I ran again.
As I was helping you put out signs telling you were going to lose. Yeah,
I did. He really did, by the way, the whole time.
All night long, we're putting out signs, right? And I'm going, this is good practice for you. Practice. You're going to lose. You'll know how to do this again.
You're going to do it again. And then about every week, you know, maybe a good news article comes out or you get a nice endorsement and it's, hey, Jason, how are you feeling this week? Well, Joe, I'm doing fine. Did you see what happened here, here, and here? Hey, yeah, you're still going to lose. No, he was warm. But I always say this because I now serve with the council members who were running at that time, you know, Marsha, Lorene, and Bill. And all of them, Bill specifically, and I always call Bill out for this, was always so kind. As someone who was, and I was a challenger. Technically, I was vying. Now I always say, no, I wasn't going.
Well, he knew you were no threat. But
Paddy, can we turn that microphone off? It's getting snarky over there.
Noted, sir. Will do.
But I'll never forget we went to like a Wine on the Roof event, and Bill would always go out of his way to come over and say hello, ask how my family was, ask how Chandra was, how are the babies doing. It was always very kind. And I really appreciate that. Meant a lot. Honestly, that meant a lot to me. Whether it was political or not, he made.
I was going to say
he's
a great politician.
He's a nice man. Dang it, Joe! He was a nice man.
I have a good heart.
But that meant a lot to me. So I had a combination of someone who was just being kind and could look and say, "Jason, you know, man, good for you wanting to get involved. We're going to spank you, but that's okay." And then you telling me, "Jason, thanks for getting involved. You have absolutely no chance. But I want to see what you're going to do on the after run. Mm-hmm. What do you do? How do you stay involved? How do you get more involved?"
And that was the whole secret of his success.
Yep.
100%.
Persistence, staying with it, never give up, learning your trade, okay? If you're going to be a council member, you don't just walk into the council and say, hi, I'm a council member. No, you have to learn your trade, and you have to learn it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because once you join the council, the very first meeting, and you know this, very first meeting, you got to take a vote.
That's it. You're in it.
You're in it, okay?
Fire hose has been opened.
That's it.
There's no warm-up.
So,
you know,
exactly.
And you talked about that after you first got appointed.
Yeah.
I mean, you spend the first 6 months trying to find where the paper clips are.
Right.
And I always tell people, is, you know, the city staff is wonderful. They are there for anything you need. As a councilman, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you need information, they will get it for you. But it's your job to find out what it is you need to put together the vision in place that you want to have happen. So they're not there to help you with your vision.
Right.
They're there to help you get done what you want to get done. But if you don't know what you want to get done, you're going to be sitting there twiddling your thumbs for a little bit.
You get lost. You get lost in a hurry.
But that all leads us to where we are now. We got an election coming up. So this show is all about talking about the local politics and elections. I think we're 83 days away.
Something like that.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Before the November election. And everything's been filed now. We know who all the candidates are. And for here in the city council.
Nine candidates.
So it's a little less
than
2018.
That's all? Yeah. That's nine candidates. Yeah, it would have been 10, but Joe dropped out.
Well, it's for the best. I mean, I didn't want to have to sit there for the next 90 days going, Joe, you know you're going to lose. Joe, you know you're going to lose. So in 2018, I believe there was 15 candidates on the ballot. So we've dropped back down to 9.
In 2018, actually, there was closer to 19.
Yeah.
Is it was that high?
Yeah.
I know that many people filled papers, but it was
that many.
Suffice it to say, the list was long, but it has shrunk. So we're down to 9 candidates, all 3 of our incumbents, including Bill, who we're going to talk to here today. And I think Lorene is going to join us here. The mayor will join us here on the next half. And Councilmember McLean are all running again for re-election. And with the exception of 2 of the candidates, Mr. Frazier and Ms. Thomas, I believe the other 4 are all brand new to running for council. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time we're going to see them on the ballot. So we'll touch on them a little bit, but that's Joe and I's job.
I'll touch on them a lot when we get there. But
yeah, he's a little more vicious. But that's not why Bill's here. We asked Bill to kind of, Bill, the first question that Joe and I really like to discuss is...
Wait a minute, you sure?
Yeah, well, I'm putting you on the spot in case I'm wrong here.
All right.
In your experience, you've been involved with this community and this city long before city council, time on the council.
Yes.
And you've been involved politically, whether it was heavily involved or a little involved, you were always involved in community activities. Do you see something that has changed politically in this community from 20, 30 years ago to today? Is it good or is it bad in your view?
Absolutely, there's been a big change. And absolutely, I think it's bad.
Okay.
Let me just explain.
Sure.
So when we formed the city initially, we had... members of both parties on the city council. Mm-hmm. Members of both parties that had worked together to form the city.
That's right.
And so these were people that were used to working together, that were used to compromising, that were used to listening respectfully to one another. And even though there were disagreements, as there is in every council in the land, they were able to work together. That is the secret of good governance.
Mm-hmm.
The secret of good governance is having the ability to work together and not entrench yourself knee-deep in the sand on one extreme and knee-deep in the sand on the other extreme, and nothing gets done.
Yep.
The secret to Santa Clarita getting so much done is the ability to work together, and it has been. So you may not remember Jan Haidt, who was on the council.
Mm-hmm.
She was a military veteran. I think she was an ex-naval officer. And she was a Democrat, and she worked well with the council members at that time. And we also have there's a Jan Haidt memorial because of the good work that she had done, on the council. You also had... a number of people, Jill Klajak is another one that comes to mind, that she kind of stretched the envelope on the council, but okay, it worked. And during all those formative years, because the first 5 or 6 years of the council being the council was, this is an extreme, but it's like George Washington, starting the United States of America. There was no formula. There was no, you could look at other cities, but you know what? We had a city manager in place, George Caravaggio, who said, we're not necessarily going to look at other cities. We have a unique opportunity to do things differently here in the Santa Clarita Valley. And God bless him. God bless him, number one, because he was Puerto Rican, but let's leave that out of it. But I had to throw that in, didn't I?
You told me this was going to be, a pasty white show.
This is perfect.
Yeah. But he set in place the the city plan.
That's right.
Okay. And he worked hard. That didn't take 6 months. That was 2 years plus to lay that plan in place. And that plan to this day still works. Still works. And if someday we clear up Whitaker Burmite to where we can actually use it, a lot of
they've been
plans,
working that since I got here. Yeah, you're going to have gray hair by the time they're done with that.
Well, if I'm on the show much longer with you, I will.
Yeah. So, to answer your question directly, we have to be able to work together. You need minimum three votes on anything.
That's right.
As a council, for every major vote the city has had throughout its existence, from 1987 to today, almost every major vote has either been unanimous or 4-1.
Yeah.
You only need three, remember.
That's right.
And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about 3-2 votes where you argue, and then both sides go away totally unhappy. Usually after a major vote in our city, the council goes away happy.
Yeah.
Or respectfully happy. Now, someone may not get what they wanted, but they understand that the majority rules.
That's right.
And the majority represents the city. And one of the things, and I know it's not on the agenda for today, but in the next election, we're going to have to go to districts.
Yeah.
And that's going to change a lot of the dynamics of what we do as a city council. Not to go into that right now, but I'm just saying we don't have that problem right now. Right now, the biggest thing I would say to voters out there, if you love your city, if you like what we're doing, if you came here because it's a good place to live, work, play, and raise a family, and all the people who have made it so or helped to make it so are on a council.
That's right.
Why would you want to change?
So, Bill, don't just jump over the 3-2 thing, because people don't realize we have forgotten. This is not a mob rule scenario. This is a representative government. You represent, well, when you go to areas especially, but you represent the people in the city of Santa Clarita. And I have to believe, because I believe I do the same thing, it's not an I thing. It's not what I believe to be true. I get emails from people. I talk to people out in the community, especially our community, and I find out what they're looking for. You know, yeah, I may have been all for Camp Scudder, okay? But the community was not. The majority of the community didn't want them here. So it doesn't matter what I want. It only matters what they want. But the 3-2 thing, what I've seen change drastically is we can walk away. And we know, maybe I'm a dissenting vote, but the board as a whole decided to go in this direction. So you know what I do now? Now I'm on board with the board, even though I don't agree with the thing. But that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Today, you almost can't do that anymore. Now you're a traitor. Now you've turned against the people. Now you've done whatever. You know, they're outside with picket signs. And you're going, do you understand how government works? It's not the person. You know, it's not an Italian family at dinner. It's not the one who makes the most noise that gets to be heard. It is, we're supposed to be representing the people. And I think that's what people have forgotten. They don't get their way, and they want to, they're the kid pitching that fit in the supermarket that thinks he's going to get the candy bar if he screams loud enough. We've lost that part of working together.
I am reminded of the challenge you had, I believe it was last year, with the
Hard Indian.
The Hard Indian.
Yeah. Yep.
That was incredible. I don't know how you... all of you survived that. That was
a 4-1 vote.
No, I understand.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you stood your ground. But afterward?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know? Okay. And that's where the community was very loud on what they wanted. Board voted in a certain direction, but the community was very loud on what they wanted. And whatever. It is what it is. I'll leave it at that.
Yep. But Bill asked the perfect question. I call it a segue, but his perfect question was, if you love this city, if you love what's being done, if you love the leadership, why are you going to change it?
Well,
and 2018 was a perfect example, because I was that one of the change. I was one of the new people you could have, and Bill beat me by 9,000 votes. And I think because the community understands that question is the most important question you have to ask.
Yeah, and I always, and this is going to be a little political here, I have no conception as to why people move up here. from different parts of Southern California.
And they want to bring their baggage with them.
Bingo. They love how safe the schools are. They love how safe the city is. They love the clean streets and the great parks and the clean water. They go, oh, we've got to change all of that. Well, what is your coming? Are you schizophrenic? Do you need medication? What did you? Why? And I think those are the things that just drive me nuts. If you have things you want to change, then you vote the right people, and they've got choices to vote the right people and get it done. And work with them. Make a relationship. And the relationship isn't when they come up to the dais for the very first time and go, you're a real POS, and I don't understand why you're... That's not a relationship. Get to know the people sitting in those seats, because you can get a lot done when they get to know who you are.
No, 100%. Now, I know Patty's going to run us off to commercial here soon, but...
Really?
Phil, you know, we want to end this with a chance for, you know, talk a little bit about how you feel the campaign's going, how you're coming into November.
Yeah.
Sell yourself.
And give the 15-second elevator speech.
Oh, he gets 30 because I like him.
Well
look at that.
Well, I kind of gave my elevator speech already.
You did.
If you like your city, if you came here to because it's a great place to live, work, and play and raise a family, why change it? Okay, so these are the things we've done. We've done, you know, in my reign when I was mayor last year, we opened up the Cube.
We renovated it,
the iStation Entertainment Center. We renovated it. We opened it up, and more people use the Cube today than use any other city facility other than the buses.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, more people use that.
And there's great pizza over there.
Okay, and we opened up the new sheriff station.
That's right.
Public safety is the primary responsibility we have as a council.
That's right.
And if we can't keep our citizens safe, we're not doing our job.
So you're not looking to defund the police, I take it.
Quite the contrary. Quite the contrary. We'll put more money into the police if we have to. But we completed that sheriff station in the middle of the COVID pandemic.
That's right.
Not many cities could afford to do that. We did it because we felt it was the right thing to do. It was one of the most important things to do. We also completed the Canyon Country Community Center.
That's right.
If Great you place. Go to the Canyon Country Community Center, you will see it is vibrant. It is dynamic. Things are happening there all the time. We just had a cultural event with Asian and Polynesian cultural events going on, which was fantastic. Before that, we had cultural events from other parts of the world.
People don't realize, you know, they think of Santa Clarita as being this big white community, but we have a large Filipino group. We have a large Indian group, Pakistani group. You can go right down the list, and people don't realize we have a large Asian contingent on the west side. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We have great diversity in the city.
We do. We're very diverse. We accept diversity. We're very inclusive. We don't have a reputation for being that. And that's part of what my job is, my particular Bill Miranda's job on a council, is to remind people we're a diverse community. Hey, the city council has a Latino on it. There's a Latino chief of police, Chief Diaz. We have diversity all over the place.
We got a redhead too.
Yeah, and we have redheads. Well, and so
every town has their crosses.
So before we go to commercial, I want to remind everybody: look, just because we point out diversity doesn't mean we're anti-white or anti anything. We're not anti anything. We want to be more inclusive. That's all we're asking for. That's all we're doing. We want to make sure that our reputation, in spite of some of the council. The people who are running for council, which really upsets, and I hope we get into this in a few moments after commercial, in spite of the fact that some of those people are calling us a white racist city, which is so much BS, I want to stand up.
I agree.
And I can't wait for the forum so I can just address that issue.
Good. Bill, website, before we go to commercial, website?
Go.
VoteBillMiranda.com.
VoteBillMiranda.com. This is Trending SCV. We'll see you after the break.
We are back. Hope you guys have joined us. Hope you guys have stayed with us. You're listening to Trending SCV, Jason Gibbs and Joe Messina here. There were a few people that just threw up. You know that.
Well, you mentioned your name. Like, I tried to cut. I tried to omit you from it. That's okay. Your choice.
There you go.
All we do is banter each other. Yeah,
and
I see that.
No, it's hard for me. It's, you know, you're always so well groomed.
My natural beauty is what you're trying to say. Yeah, right. Patty understands as a fellow redhead.
I do understand.
We're cursed with this, Joe.
Curse with beauty. Curse with beauty, Jason.
There's not a national redhead day. Ginger day.
Not yet.
Which I always send you something nice on National Ginger Day.
Wait, when's National Ginger
Day? Although you never send me anything in October for, you know, Italian Heritage Month.
I bought you a cannoli. You ever bought me a ginger
snap? Those were not real cannolis.
It's lunchtime. Stop talking about food. Talking
about food. You know, but no, in all seriousness, though, really, you know, let's get back to reality.
Absolutely.
Right?
I like
the city
that
of Santa Clarita.
Better.
Yeah, like that. So we were joking that was Lorene West. She is the current mayor of the city of Santa Clarita and running again in November. You know, it's really funny because we were talking about ageism on the show. That's what it's called now.
A little bit. Indirectly, we were talking about.
Well, okay. We were talking about the fact that there are people out there, you know, talking about how the age of the council, they're just too old. Mm-hmm. They got to go, right? Mm-hmm. And what I get a kick out of is, on top of all of that, you've got one of the safest cities, one of the happiest cities in the country. You've got more parks than most cities this size. I mean, we could spend 20 minutes talking about all the positives.
Okay.
And when Mr. Miranda was here, we were talking about how people come into this area and decide for all those things, and then they decide they have to change the people that have brought it there. Now, I realize that guys like you, you're a younger guy, and you can build on
That's
what
right.
they've done.
That's right.
Okay. But that's never the message. The message is always they're too old, they're kind of behind the times, and so I always say the same thing. So what would you change? What are you going to do?
It's a tear-it-down mentality without understanding the foundation that's been built.
Right. And one of the things Bill talked about was how the council works together to try to, you know, make the city better. And Lorene West, she roped me in to this years ago to this – Yeah, you
I
heard
did.
Because you don't. She usually doesn't say, "Hey, how would you like to be?" She looks at you and goes, "I need you to be on such and such, and I need you to do this." And but that's different because now you're saying to yourself, "Oh, okay, so she sees a value in what I can do,
sure,
what I bring to the table, and I'm willing to help out." And a lot of people don't do that to make that happen. And now you've been working for years at the Greenbelt, and you had to get people working together on that wouldn't even sit in the same restaurant together.
That's right.
Well, everybody said we couldn't do it, but the thing about Santa Clarita is we could do anything we put our minds to.
Yeah.
And that's just who we are. And that's why we are one of the best cities and communities in the United States. We know we're the best in the state, but in the United States, we're considered amazing.
But, Lorene, could you do that today? I mean, in today's environment, back then, we were able to put our differences aside because we saw the value in what you were trying to do.
I think there are certain things you could do today and certain things you couldn't do today. This was always a very cohesive community. We argued a lot, but, you know, when we saw something that was good, we wanted to do it. There are no projects here that were easy. People talk to me about, you know, the things that I've accomplished, and I will just look at you and say all of it was hard. All of it was hard. But, you know, when I was doing open space, people were just upset that the natural environment was just disappearing and there was only one way to save it, and that was for us to save it. And it took 6 months of serious meetings with a lot of, I would say, verbal brawls about how to do it with
spirited discussion.
Probably over 50 people that had different opinions. And my thought was, if I can value all of their opinions and we can all get to the goal together, we will get this done. Because we needed 66 2/3 of the vote.
That's right.
To pass it.
That's right. It was 2/3.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was 2/3. There was no getting around that. Mm-hmm. And I'd worked with a conservancy, Joe Emerson, Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy, and we talked, and he said, "Nobody's done this in the United States this way.
Right.
Nobody." And I said, "Well, it's the only way we're going to be able to do it." So I didn't have a choice but to make it work. And the 6 months of meetings were wonderful. I listened to a lot of people. Most people didn't think we could even get to a vote where we would agree. But in our last meeting, went around the table, and it was a unanimous vote, and you were there, Joe Messina.
Yeah, there were. You know what I got to give her credit for? There were 30-some-odd people in that room.
at least.
And can you imagine? I mean, I was on Measure V when it was first started for the district. There were 32 people. It took us 45 minutes to get through the minutes, just to get through the minutes from the last meeting. And she made it happen.
I had faith that Santa Cruz cared about its environment, cared about nature, cared about mental health, cared about animals, cared about their kids, cared about the beauty that surrounds us. We are surrounded by national forests and mountains, and we've saved now over 13,000 acres over here. We've worked with the Conservancy on 11,000 acres on the west side of the five. Yep. We're all the way up into the National Forest Detachment. We got 110 miles of trails that connect. There's, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles to hike out there. In that space, and I would say during COVID, people really used it a lot, and I think they are continuing to use it. So I'm proud of Santa Clarita.
No, that's a great. I wasn't on the council yet, but I remember, you know, when COVID first came down, the county was talking about you can't even walk, go into the county areas of open space, like you can't even go outside. And I remember vividly the city going, no. You can go outside, go enjoy our trails, get outside. You need to keep living. We need to find a way to keep moving forward.
Get out in the sunlight.
Get out there and enjoy it. Now, I share this story, Lorraine. One of our first interactions was at a child and family meeting. And so it's 2018, and as you called me the kid back then. In fact, she still calls me the kid.
You are a kid.
New guy. Again, so talk about... You know, we talked about before about Bill Miranda would always come up to me and say, hi, how you doing during the 2018 campaign? And again, technically, I was running against Lorraine, never as an individual, but for a seat. And so I go to a child and family event, and I'm sitting there on the side, and in walks Lorraine. Just walks right in. She's got that little backpack on. You can always find her with because she's geared up, ready to go.
Ready to hike.
And all of a sudden, I caught myself just watching you because you worked that room. So fast. Hi, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? You knew it. And I'm sitting there just in awe. And she walks up to me and she goes, Jason, you got your envelopes? I go, my envelopes? What's that? And she just looks at me and goes, come on, kid, keep up. And turns around and walks away. I was like, this woman just worked a room and gave me the business in 5 minutes.
But I was helping you there, Jason. I was helping you.
You were. Whether I really understood that
you
or not.
You see the team you had working with you at the time?
I didn't even know they were working with me.
Wow. We're very proud to have you with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. It's an honor.
You do a great job, and I'm thrilled that you're there.
Thank you.
Took you a little work, but kid, you did fine.
only took 4 years of trying.
Do you have like a romance song you can play during this?
Because
this is what sounds like what's happening here.
You look jealous.
Oh, and he sings too.
I got more years with her than you do. That's why you chose to sit on that side. Huh? That's right. But no, and it's funny because again, you and I discussed this at length about how. Old guard, new guard. You brought it up at the beginning of the show where you said, you know, you've only been here, relatively speaking, a few years.
Yeah.
I remember one of my first supporters / detractors was Jim Backer. And I was sitting in there and I wanted to run for office. And I'm like, Jim, I've done this, 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 and this. Why won't you support me? He goes, you know why? Because there have been 20 guys that come and gone just like you. They come in here in a whirlwind and they leave. You want my support? You want our support? Let's see what you'll do for the community over the next few years.
Yep, go earn it.
And he was very black and white with it. And it really did open me up because my heart was in the right place, but I didn't understand. What's my favorite thing? I didn't know the community.
That's right.
Okay? That's why you have to have relationships with people like Lorraine, because she knows the community. Forgive me, Lorraine, but I teased Bill, too. I said, you must have been here when they first started turning dirt for carrots and onions. I mean, you know this area. You know what's going on up here. And... I think that's great. I think you need people for the historic value on the council as well, on the boards everywhere.
Without question.
Yeah.
Without question.
Well, I think it's important to just deal with people on their commitment to community and what they're able to give and what they're able to work through. Because Santa Clarita, we didn't become a city because everything was wonderful. We became a city because there was a whole lot of work to do, and it wasn't happening. And all the things that I've worked on, like the change of changing our history, and I'm just getting ready on the old Newhall Ranch House from 1870 to recite it.
You're doing a lot of work over the junction.
Oh. Yeah, we're starting.
I couldn't for a whole year. I couldn't even find you unless I went over there to meet with you.
Over there. Well, I'm starting back up, it became clear that if we were going to have that wonderful community that people wanted, that we needed to save our history, we needed to get them off streets with their kids onto trails that were safe. I'd seen it done much smaller than what we've done in other parts of the country. And if you, it's real critical. If you want to save land, you have to own it. Yep. So that's what Santa Clarita decided they wanted to do. And they're wonderful. But we've created Olympic champions. We're now
100%.
We have 36 parks. We're getting ready to do in the near future an arts vet center. Mm-hmm. We finished the Canyon Country Community Center. That's a big deal for Canyon Country. It didn't happen because Canyon Country wanted it. It happened because, as a community, we wanted it for them. And they have a farmer's market. These things don't happen because you say, oh, well, I just am not happy. No, you got to roll up your sleeves and really work. And you've got to have community support and buy-in to get these things done, which this community does.
And we do all that during pandemics. We do all that with a balanced budget every year with healthy operating reserves. So we're able to do all these incredible things. You know, one of the things I ran on in 18, which is one of my big picture things, was a fear of CalPERS and long-term obligations. And bless Lorene's heart for teaching the kid a few things back in 2018. Right now, we're talking over 90% funded.
Yeah.
It's unheard of. And the same thing with the long-term medical benefits. We're fully funded. So we don't have these albatrosses that we're passing on to our children and our grandchildren. Yeah. So when they come here, they'll have financial opportunities to do and implement wonderful things that we've been able to do.
Could you teach a class at Congress if we can get you there?
I'm very happy to stay in my hometown. I do not want to go to Washington. I've been to D.C.
I mean, they over there, they go, not a problem. I won't be around. I have to pay it back. Catch you later.
Well, I just, I thought this is a good comment Jason made about pensions, because we're probably one of the only cities. We've taken care of our staff, and we've protected our public. And that's why we work so hard to be on a balanced budget on time. Spend your money here. And all of our things are funded before we start.
That's right.
Before we start. So I'm thrilled. I did want to say, you know, the Cube is coming along great. That was
amazing.
Fabulous.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And we got the Kings over there. And guess what? I think they've just inked the deal with UCLA Hockey. So UCLA Hockey is going to be doing their games and training their teams.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
Cube, which is...
It's incredible.
This is huge.
But that's partnership. You guys have been known for doing that. You partner with school districts and groups and other things to really pull the community together, give us something to go to and enjoy.
Everything. Absolutely. Everything we can. We partner together. The college, conservancies, the county. We partner. And... we're pulling together things that just can't be done because we do that.
Yeah. Look
there's
you.
No sad.
You're
just
beaming.
Smile.
No, watch this. You had nothing to do with any of it. You had nothing to do with any of this. They did it all.
But that's my point. As one of the, like you said, the new guard, the newbies, the kid, I've gotten to learn all this over the last 5 years. And when you have a vision or you have things that you want to push for as an elected leader, you don't understand how to really get it done until you understand what's been done and you understand what it took to get it done and the process that got it there. So when you go into, whether you're running for a school board or you're running for city council, if you go into it just being combative and not understanding the history and not understanding the context, you're not equipped to do
You've
this.
Heard that from an old timer a lot about understanding the history.
But I try to shut you out,
Joe. I know, it doesn't work, does it? I'm in your head all the time. but to your point, it's so true. It's knowing, you know, you got the toned down version of Joe. When I first got on school board, you know, I was going to change this and I was going to do that. And I learned really fast that I am one of five votes.
Yeah, you got to work with
people. And I can
do
jack.
Yeah. That's right.
And you have to build relationships with people. You have to build relationships with staff. This is not a dictatorship.
That's right.
You know, and it is truly people working together and people that you never would, you know, Steve Sturgeon, believe it or not, and I thought we were going to be enemies. Because I fought Measure V, Measure SA, I wanted more safeguards put in place before we borrowed another $300 million.
That's a lot of money.
And Steve and I were locking horns on a regular basis, but I will tell you, we became the closest and the best of friends on that board because he taught me, even after all that, he took me under his wing, and he taught me how to get things done, how to get the CTE programs put back in place, how to make these things happen. So you have to build relationships.
You do.
Well, you know, we have done things in this city that every other city comes to us and said, how did you do that?
That's right.
But we had a vision. We have a vision. We want to be a successful city.
You need to hold that vision, put it on pause, because we got to go make some money. Jason and I believe in capitalism. Got to go make some money. Be back in a minute. You're listening to Trending SUV with Jason Gibbs and Joe Messina. And God help you all.
I'm going to give Joe a reference you wouldn't understand. That sounds like the introduction to the old cartoon Ren and Stimpy.
I wouldn't understand. I have their whole collection. And you know that.
All right.
I have their whole collection. Not Beta. I went to VHS at that point. So I have them all on VHS. And
Ren and Stimpy cartoons.
Was, those are my fit. Yeah, because I was coding at the time, and it was a great break from coding. And it was almost like the Rocky and Bullwinkle of the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of political innuendo in there.
There was.
Dark innuendo, but innuendo nonetheless.
Oh, wait, Patty says we're live. Welcome back to Trending SCV.
Are we back?
God, Jason Gibbs with Joe Messina, and Mayor Loreen West is putting up with us here for this afternoon.
Wow.
Is he like this on the council? Just
yes,
you and me.
He's, he's delightful.
Delightful.
Oh, wow.
Joe.
He's delightful.
Wow.
He's delightful.
You got her.
I've enjoyed working with Jason, and he's doing great things. I just also want to say, because Jason's going to love this, and we got a piece of open space up in Haskell Canyon, and we're going to have a class one worldwide, probably famous mountain bike park.
Mountain bike park.
Oh, wow.
No,
that's
this
right.
is incredible.
Should encompass over 100 acres, and you will see incredible athletes practicing and doing trials and eventually probably races. And I'm thrilled because for me, it's all about kids. It's about all those things. I can't wait till I get my skating rink.
You got to get close to the mic.
My skating rink. That's coming too.
It's coming. Well, that's what I do. I'm not a mountain biker. I'm a horseback rider.
I'm a mini biker.
Yeah, a mini
scooter.
Scooter.
I was picturing the clown bike.
So imagine what happens when you've got Olympic training facility stuff at the Cube, and you've got Olympic training stuff and competitions for mountain bikes and roller skating is coming, and you've got some of the best teams in sports anywhere in the country right here.
That's right.
Track and field and football and basketball, and these kids are just burning up.
We have scouts, to your point, we have scouters coming looking at our sports programs from all over the country.
Yes.
You know, to our kids.
We have great programs these are great kids, and they deserve us to put the amenities in there for them, and that's what we do. So let's just remember that fun can also be healthy.
That's right. And didn't we learn recently that in terms of Major League Baseball talent, Santa Clarita is actually one of the highest recruited areas in
we
the
are.
Nation, outside of maybe Arizona and a place in Colorado?
Yeah.
We don't even hear about these things. It's just incredible what gets produced here and what's happened here.
Well, Jason and I can't talk about it yet, but we're thinking about minor league baseball.
Minor league?
Minor league.
Okay. Hey, listen, I grew up with the Red Sox. Baseball is not exciting.
Patty, can we get him a Dodger hat or something? This is
you ridiculous. Want to see my head? You want to see my head explode? Seriously? Pop into flames?
Patty, are the Red Sox in last place this year?
I just they're said always, you. They're, I grew they're up la- with the Red Sox. I had nothing to be excited about.
They're always in last
the
place
Celtics
with the
and
Astros.
The Bruins were the only two teams I had. Patriots, we threw them out of Boston. They became the New England Patriots. Remember?
That's right. That's right.
You guys are terrible. Now, Boston fans are brutal.
Joe mentioned this earlier when Councilman Miranda was on, but we very briefly it kind of happened with your discussion about the board and being 4-1 and 3-2 sometimes talking about Camp Scott.
Right. You got a minute?
It's okay. You got a minute?
Go ahead, Loreen. You got about a minute.
Got a minute?
Talk fast.
Well, things we're working on is keeping you safe, keeping crime down. We're working really hard on that. We're fighting hard back on that Saugus prison for criminal offenders, even if they're juveniles, they're violent criminal offenders, and we're making headway on that. Our goal is to keep you healthy, safe, and have a happy, beautiful community. And that's what I love about Santa Clarita. Always loved it. Always will.
That's perfect.
That was easy. Yeah, that was a great elevator speech.
That's
you got it down.
Second thing you were talking about.
I tried to teach you that two runs, and you still didn't get
that's
it.
That's why
down.
I take the whole hour. That's why you have me on, so I can just ramble on. But Mayor West, thank you for joining us today and hanging out with Joe and I. You know, this is Trending SCV. The mayor is up for re-election along with two other incumbents, so we hope you'll stay involved, you stay engaged, you come and check out some of the forums. We have our first forums, I think, starting up next week, and you'll get to hear issues and be able to talk to your candidates. So I hope you'll come out there and enjoy us and stick with the radio show.
You know, you only have so much time before they cut you off.
Well, I know. I'm trying to keep you off as long as I can.
All right. They got me 3 hours a night. Good luck
with
that.
Yeah, well, we can turn the radio off.
All right, people. Have a great,
on that note,
blessed and safe rest of the day.
Thank you.